Good afternoon.
Hello, is this Evergreen Sexual Clinic?
Yes, it is.
I was wondering if you could help me. In February, I attended the clinic. Well, just before February, I attended the clinic. And I'd attended a few times before and never really had a problem. I had loads of checks and never had a problem. On one occasion, I attended the clinic and I had been informed by a partner that I was with that there was a chance that I might have had HSV1 or HSV2, which is herpes. Yeah?
Okay.
Now, what actually happened is I asked for a blood test to be done, and Evergreen Surgery explained to me that they don't normally do blood tests in regards to herpes. But I was quite distressed about being accused of such allegations, so I asked the clinic if they would do this for me. Yeah, they agreed to do it, and they done the blood test. A couple of months later, I received a phone call back off of a woman. Now, this woman explained to me that I tested positive for HSV1 and HSV2, and I asked her general questions as any other person would. I believe it might even been yourself that I actually spoke to who actually phoned me. Am I correct in thinking that?
I'm not so sure, because it's another person who usually do the results.
Okay, well, what actually happened is she phoned me, and after her telling me I tested positive, like, I basically asked her...
It was a blood test.
Yeah, it was a black woman. Yeah, that's correct.
No, it was a blood test.
It was a what?
Was it a blood test?
Yeah, I forced the blood test, yeah, because I never had no symptoms. At the same time, I never had no understanding to what HSV1 was. I thought HSV1 was like, if I let somebody else's blood touch my blood, I might destroy their life. And I was working in community halls with lots of children. I was working in local parks. So I was left in a bad way thinking I can't even work with children anymore, let alone have children, yeah? After I spoke to this woman and I asked this woman on the phone that informed me if I can have sexual contact with any other person. She told me, no, I can't kiss another person. And she told me I can't have sex with another person. I said to her, if I wear a condom, can I still have sex with my partner? She said, no, there's still a chance that you will give that to your partner with wearing a condom. So I was so upset. So I put the phone down. I thought my life was over. I tried to hang myself and kill myself. It took me months to repair myself. Yeah, I was sat down at my mum's bed at the end of my mum's bed one day, and I was so upset, like what had happened. And I was like practically at the stage where I was ready to kill myself because of what I'd been informed and the way that I had been informed. And she explained to me, haven't my mum asked me, didn't you get called in for a consultation of such form or given no protection? I was like, nah, funny enough, I never got given a consultation. I never got given protection. So I arranged another meeting with the clinic, and I come and I see a Dr. Chung Wing, I believe her name is, Chung Wang or something.
That's the consultant, yeah, that was our consultant.
Yeah, the consultant. Now, in meeting a consultant, I brought another witness with me because I was quite concerned for how Evergreen had actually run itself and how it had actually contacted me and told me this information. In getting to the office, I looked into the files and I looked at my own blood test results, and it says it suggests I may be a carrier. Not that I am a carrier, it said that it suggests. Now, this woman misinformed me. So what I asked Mrs. Chung to do was to write me a letter explaining that I was misinformed on the phone. She did write me this letter, and I have a copy of the letter, and it says, I'm sorry that you was informed incorrectly, yeah, but it doesn't really go into detail to who the person was that informed me incorrectly and how she did inform me correctly. It wasn't as conclusive as I wish it could be. Now, I'm still left in a state of confusion, even to this date now, because that letter contradicts itself in three places. It says that there might still be a chance of me giving it to somebody, and there might be this, but on the bottom hand of it, it says that it suggests I may be a carrier. I'm a very confused person. I still feel very suicidal because of the advice that has been given to me. And I've read and I've learned from a lot of places now. And I understand I should never have been informed in such a way. And I should have been called in for a consultation. I'm at a stage where I want to put a proper complaint in regards to this. Mm-hmm. And I would like to know who the person actually that gives the results out to people is. Because this has destroyed my life. Still to date now, I still don't know how I feel. I don't even want to talk to other people anymore. I won't even say hello to another person anymore because of it. Let alone work in a community hall with all the children. I've got emails of me having to ask my community hall questions that I should have been informed by yourself. Like, am I safe working around children anymore? I had to write to my secretaries and things like that. I've got all the correspondence of asking other people the advice that I should have been given by yourselves or by other representatives of your company. I was wondering if I can find out the person's name, if I can get resent out a copy of the letter that was written by Mrs. Chung, so I can have another copy of that, please. And I would ask, and I would like Mrs. Chung to re-go over what she's writ and see how contradicting it is and how that could leave.
I think what I would suggest is, what's this? We would, what do you have written the complaint, isn't it? And then, I don't know what's happening at the moment. I don't know about that letter. If you want, you can see our consultant. We have Dr. Luke is not in the clinic. She's on leave, so it's another consultant that's on the clinic.
Yeah, can I see another consultant, arrange another meeting with another person then?
Yeah, you can.
Can I actually find out what blood tests were actually, because from reading now...
I'm not so sure. I think what you have to do is when you see that consultant, I'm going to speak to him. When you see that consultant, then they can check everything.
Yeah, because what blood tests were actually taken on me? Well, can I...
Yeah, because I will not know.
Can I arrange that meeting for as soon as practically possible then, please, so that I can resolve these issues?
I'll have to speak to our consultant, because to our new consultant, I'm not so sure what's this when he's available. But let me get your name, and then I'm going to let you hang.
Okay.
Hang on for a while. What's
okay.
your name?
Mr. Simon Cordell.
C-O-R-D-E-L-L.
D-E-L-L.
And what's your date of birth?
26/1, 1981.
26 of the first?
First, 1981.
January, yeah?
Yes, that's correct, madam.
Okay. And your mobile number?
I can be contacted on 0208.
0208.
245.
7454. 7454.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to see if our consultant is available at the moment, because he's in the clinic. If not, I'm gonna let you hang on for a while. Let me just have a look. Yeah?
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you. Thank you for your help. Hello.
Yeah, he's still with the patient at the moment, and they're doing, I think, a procedure. So they told me I have to wait. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to have to talk to him once he's done, because I told him to told him to see me once he's done, and then I'll speak to him and see. Can we call you on
0282457?
7454. So can we call you in like 5 or 10 minutes?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Can you actually see the copies of the letters that were sent to myself?
No, I don't know anything, and he will not know, might not know anything.
I himself.
So we will have to. We'll have to call you in 10 minutes. Is that all right?
That's perfect. Thank you for your time.
0282457454.
That's correct. Thank you for your time and thank you for your help.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.